All right, welcome to week 19 of the Helped podcast. And here's Matt with announcements.
Yeah, this week we have another show from the road as we're at day two of SMB Tech Fest, which is actually right in our backyard of Irvine, California.
Awesome. Let's talk about that. We've done quite a few different shows now. What have we learned?
You know, I think the key thing is we're learning that some shows we are the consumer, we're the attendee, and some shows we really need to attend as the vendor, as the exhibitor. You know, SMB Tech Fest was a great example. We'd never been before. We weren't too familiar with it. We didn't know what to expect. So I'm glad we showed up, got in some networking. But I think the next time we come, we're going to have to be an exhibitor. We're going to have to get up on stage and talk about help because the other attendees are the sorts who need to hear what we can do.
Okay, so then what's more of the thought process behind that? If they just want to hear what we're doing, or, you know, give us more about why we would go as an attendee versus an exhibitor.
Well, you know, this is a show where we sat and watched a lot of the presentations, and it's different sorts of tools and services that MSPs need to have in their tool belt. And that's essentially what Helped is for those guys. They are trying to aggregate all of these IT tools and services, whether it's, you know, the firewall endpoint security stuff, whether it's some sort of automation tools, or it's just that outsource support. These are all the tools that are what make an MSP an MSP. You know, an MSP is essentially a reseller of IT services in a sense. And so they need to hear about these different sorts of services.
All right. Okay. So CES, consumer products, all about potentially an end user calling a manufacturer. SMB Tech Fest, an MSP focused show, showing them what kinds of tools are out there.
Yeah, exactly. CES was an example of where if we could somehow pitch to all the exhibitors, that would be great. And our way of doing that was to walk the show floor, go booth to booth, talk to those people. Downside to that is you're getting all the salespeople. You're not necessarily getting the operations guys. We talked to plenty of startup, small businesses where really the operations guy is the sales guy. And you know, we know that firsthand. But especially for some larger companies where they have a separate support desk, we weren't really talking to the right person. So I don't know how we find an ideal fit with a show like CES, whereas a show like this SMB Tech Fest, we have a perfect target audience built in for us, and we could get up on stage and have that platform to tell them what we can do.
Okay, so this one isn't a shill episode. How can we make this meaningful for the people that are listening? Like, what can we say, hey, this is what we've learned? You know, you're an MSP, you're listening. You're a manufacturer, you're listening. You're just one of our friends, you're listening. Like, how can we make this good for them?
So we've been in business for, I don't know, 6 months or so now. We've focused a lot on, you know, which verticals we're selling to, how we're selling to them, how to engage, you know, how to scale in those specific verticals. I think what we've learned is that we need to have distinct sales and marketing processes. And I think this is something that's important for any business. You know, we have our marketing team, we have our sales team. They need to work very closely together, but they have very different objectives. They have different goals that one leads into the next, but they are separate.
All right, so what percentage of going to a show is marketing versus sales?
That's a great question. And maybe it comes down to exactly whether we're the exhibitor or the attendee. When we're going to CES, it's sales. You're pounding the pavement, going door to door, booth to booth, trying to strike up every conversation you can and build a network that way. When you're exhibiting, it's interesting because I would almost think exhibiting is kind of the sales thing, but it's really, it's marketing. It's building that brand. Yeah. We're going to go to another MSP focus show. And in 2 weeks, we're going to see a lot of the same people, probably going to see a lot of the same vendors. We're certainly going to see a lot of the same attendees. It really is a marketing exercise to get that brand name out there.
Right? Okay. Wait. That next show is called what?
ASCII Edge.
ASCII Edge. Okay. So it's ASCII, right? We heard some people calling it ASCII Edge, which I think is hilarious, but we would usually say ASCII Edge. We're going to make this the clip that shows up on LinkedIn. Put in the comments what you would pronounce it as. ASCII or ASCII?
All right. That was a fun little sidebar.
You're welcome.
So, David, in your mind, what is the difference between sales and marketing generally, not in our specific context?
I mean, you're right. Marketing is getting a brand out there. Marketing is building the equity in that brand. You know Amazon, you know Taco Bell, you know all these places. Whether you buy anything from them is a different story. It's just that they've been marketed very well. The sales thing is all about, I don't know, closing the sale. We did hear from, what was the guy's name? From Chartek, Nick Points. Mm-hmm. He showed us, you know, this whole really cool like sales strategy, right? And it was like, you know, the marketing guy is going to do all these things and then hand it off to the sales guy. And I think that that distinction was really key. And I think that everybody should kind of, you know, subscribe to that.
I think there was this old sales mentality of cold calling, and people don't really cold call anymore. There's so many ways to engage people with, you know, digital marketing and whatnot, that really what you want your marketing team to do, yes, there is the whole branding element of it, but you want them to be generating leads. You need to have the branding as part of that. If somebody knows the Helped name, they're more likely to open an email from Helped, open a LinkedIn message from somebody at Helped. But really what you're trying to do is you're trying to give your sales team those high quality leads. So in my mind, the marketing effort is to build that awareness so that as you execute these campaigns, you have somebody who's willing to listen. And that way it's not a cold call when sales starts making the call. And then the sales cycle is having those, you know, eager and willing listeners and turning those into closed won deals.
Nice. Telling and then selling.
Telling and then, that's a good way to phrase it. You should go into marketing.
Oh, snap. All right. Well,
All right. So again, we're on the road. We're going to keep this one a little bit short today. I think rather than a tech support story, I think there's a story yesterday that came up about, I don't know, we'll call it the tech industry. Not a horror story, but a meta story.
All right. So if you like the sidebar from before, this one's going to get real interesting. The meta piece that Matt's talking about is the fact that it was a story of a story that was told that was told to the person that told the story, but they then told it on the
message. I know what happened, and I'm confused. So let me try to frame it up a little bit. We were at SMB Tech Fest yesterday. We were talking to the guy who puts it together.
Dave. Also a Dave. Well, I guess I'm a David. Talking to Dave, and Dave had a slide earlier in the day that had a guy on it. His name was Dan T. And so I saw the picture, and I was like, I think that's the Dan T that I was talking to. And so as we're talking to Dave, I said, hey, Dave, you know, I talked to Dan T. He was super nice. I didn't realize that Dan T was a slide-worthy guy. And, you know, he really gave me a lot of time of day, and it was really exciting. And Dave looked at me, and he said, oh, there's two Dan T's. And this, like, the T, I'm going to keep it out of that because I can't even pronounce it. But it's a very specific T last name. And so Dave says, oh, no, there's two Dan T's in this space. You were talking to the other one. And so, you know, it felt nice because I was getting the time of day from, you know, slide-worthy Dan T in my mind. Later to find out that it was not slide-worthy Dan T. Not slide-worthy Dan T. If you're out there, I still want to chat. We're still good. And just not the other one.
What makes it meta is that Dave was then up on stage introducing one of his next speakers. Was it Chris Smith or something?
Yeah.
And so he made a joke about how Chris Smith is just the most generic name, but this is the one and only Chris Smith. And Dave proceeded to tell the story about the Dan T confusion.
Right. So it was the story I told him, which was a story of something that happened to me. Then he went up on stage and told the story, and now we're telling the story here.
So this is the story about the guy who told the story about the story we told the guy.
Yeah.
Do we just go straight to the end now?
What's that? Vroom, vroom!